What will God say about you? Hello, and welcome to the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. This is the daily podcast where we're reading through the entire Bible in 1 year, and this is episode number 219. My name is Steve Webb. Our reading today is 1 Chronicles 1 through 4, after which I'll have some comments. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come together today to hear from you as we read from your word. Teach us today, Lord. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's begin. 1 Chronicles chapter 1. Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah. Noah's family: Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Japheth's family: Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras. Gomer's family: Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarma. Javan's family: Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Rodanim. Ham's family: Cush, Egypt, Put, and Canaan. Cush's family: Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Raama, and Sabtika. Raama's family: Sheba and Dedan. Cush was the father of Nimrod, the first warrior in the land. Egypt was the father of Ludim, Ananim, Lahabim, Naphtahim, Pathrusim, Caslahim, from whom the Philistines came, and Caphtorim. Canaan was the father of Sidon, his oldest son, Heth, the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, the Arkites, the Sinites, the Arvadites, the Zemarites, and the Hamathites. Shem's family: Elam, Asher, Arpachshad, Lud, and Aram. Aram's family: Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshech. Arpachshad was Shelah's father, and Shelah was Eber's father. Two sons were born to Eber. One was named Peleg, because in his days the land was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. Joktan was the father of Almodad, Sheleph, Hazarmaveth, Jira, Hadoram, Uzal, Dikla, Ebal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were Joktan's family. Shem, Arpachshad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, and Abram, that is, Abraham. Abraham's family: Isaac and Ishmael. These were their descendants. Ishmael's oldest son was Nebaioth, then Keter, Abdiel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Massa, Hadad, Tema, Jeter, Nephesh, and Kittima. This was Ishmael's family. Abraham's secondary wife, Keturah's family. She gave birth to Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. Jokshan's family: Sheba and Dedan. Midian's family: Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abida, and Eldea. These were members of Keturah's family. Abraham was Isaac's father. Isaac's family: Esau and Israel. Esau's family: Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jalem, and Korah. Eliphaz's family: Teman, Omar, Zephi, Gatam, Kenaz, Timnah, and Amalek. Reuel's family: Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. Seir's family: Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anah, Dishon, Ezer, and Dishan. Lotan's family: Hori and Homam. Lotan's sister was Timnah. Shobal's family: Alian, Manahath, Ebal, Shephi, and Onam. Zibeon's family: Aya and Anah. Anah's family: Dishon. Dishon's family: Hamran, Eshban, Ithran, and Kiran. Ezer's family: Bilhan, Zeavan, and Jaakan. Dishan's family: Uz and Aaron. These were the kings who ruled in the land of Edom before any king ruled over the Israelites. Bela, Beor's son, whose city was called Dinhabah. When Bela died, Jobab, Zerah's son from Bozrah, succeeded him. When Jobab died, Husham from the land of the Temanites succeeded him. When Husham died, Hadad, Bedad's son who defeated Midian in the Moabite countryside, succeeded him. His city was called Avith. When Hadad died, Samla from Masrekah succeeded him. When Samla died, Shaul from Rehoboth on the river succeeded him. When Shaul died, Ben-Hanan, Achbor's son, succeeded him. When Baal-Hanan died, Hadad succeeded him. His city was called Pai. His wife's name was Mehetabel, Matred's daughter and Mezahab's granddaughter. When Hadad died, Edom's tribal chiefs were Chief Timnah, Chief Aliah, Chief Jetheth, Chief Oholibama, Chief Elah, Chief Pinon, Chief Kenaz, Chief Teman, Chief Mibzar, Chief Magdiel, and Chief Iram. These were Edom's tribal chiefs. 1 Chronicles chapter 2. These were Israel's sons: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. Judah's sons were Onan, and Shelah. These three were born to him by Bathshua, a Canaanite woman. The Lord considered Judah's firstborn, evil, so the Lord killed Tamar, Judah's daughter-in-law, gave birth to Judah's sons Perez and Zerah. Judah had five sons in all. Perez's sons were Hezron and Hamul. Zerah's sons were Zimri, Ethan, Heman, Kalkal, and Dara, five in all. Carmi's son was Achar, who caused trouble for Israel by taking goods that were claimed by God. Ethan's son was Azariah. The sons born to Hezron were Jeramiel, Ram, and Kelubai. Ram was the father of Amminadab. Amminadab was the father of Nahshon, leader of Judah's people. Nahshon was the father of Salma, and Salma was the father of Boaz. Boaz was the father of Obed, and Obed was the father of Jesse. Jesse was the father of Eliab, his firstborn, Amminadab, his second son, Shimeah, his third son, Nathanael, his fourth son, Radai, his fifth son, Ozem, his sixth son, and David, his seventh son. Their sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail. Zeruiah's three sons were Abishai, Joab, and Asahel. Abigail was the mother of Amasa, whose father was Jether, a descendant of Ishmael. Hezron's son was Caleb. Caleb and his wife Azubah had a son named Jerioth. Her other sons were Jesher, Shobab, and Ardon. After Azubah died, Caleb married Ephrath. She gave birth to Hur. Hur was the father of Uri, and Uri was the father of Bezalel. Afterwards, Hezron slept with the daughter of Maker, the man who first settled Gilead. Hezron had married her when he was 60 years old. She gave birth to Segub. Segub was the father of Jair, who had 23 towns in Gilead. Gesher and Aram captured Havoth-Jair with Kenath and its villages, 60 cities in all. All of these people were descendants of Maker, the man who first settled Gilead. After Hezron died in Caleb Ephrathah, Hezron's wife Abijah gave birth to Asher, who first settled Tekoa. Jeramiel, the firstborn of Hezron, fathered Ram, his firstborn, then Buna, Oren, Ozem, and Ahijah. Jeramiel had another wife. Her name was Adarah, and she was the mother of Onam. The sons of Ram, the firstborn son of Jeramiel, were Maaz, Jamin, and Eker. Onam's sons were Shammai and Jada. Shammai's sons were Nadab and Abishur. The name of Abishur's wife was Abihail. She gave birth to Aban and Molid. Nadab's sons were Seled and Abiam, but Seled died without children. Abiam's son was Ishai, and Ishai's son was Shishan, and Shishan's son was Ali. The sons of Jada, Shammai's brother, were Jether and Jonathan. Jether died without children. Jonathan's sons were Peleth and Zaza. These were the descendants of Jeramiel. Shishan had no sons, but he had daughters. He had an Egyptian slave named Jara. Sheshan let Jara marry one of his daughters. She gave birth to Adai. Adai was the father of Nathan. Nathan was the father of Zabad. Zabad was the father of Ephlal. Ephlal was the father of Obed. Obed was the father of Jehu. Jehu was the father of Azariah. Azariah was the father of Helez. Helez was the father of Eleasa. Eleasa was the father of Sismai. Sismai was the father of Shallum. Shallum was the father of Jechamiah. Jechamiah was the father of Elishama. The descendants of Caleb, Jerahmeel's brother, were his firstborn son Misha, who first settled Ziph, and the sons of Merisha, who first settled Hebron. Hebron's sons were Korah, Tappua, Rechem, and Shema. Shema was the father of Rahem, who first settled Jorkeam. Rechem was the father of Shammai. Shammai's son was Maon, who first settled Beth-Zur. Ephah, Caleb's concubine, was the mother of Haran, Moza, and Gaziz. Haran was the father of Gaziz. Jadai's sons were Regem, Jotham, Geshan, Pelet, Ephah, and Shaaph. Maacah, Caleb's concubine, was the mother of Sheber and Terhana. Also, she was the mother of Shaaph, who first settled Madmana, and of Sheva, who first settled Machbena and Gibeah. Caleb's daughter was Aksah. These people were the descendants of Caleb. The sons of Hur, the firstborn son of Ephrath, were Shobal, who first settled Kiriath-Jearim, Salma, who first settled Bethlehem, and Harif, who first settled Beth-Gader. Shobal, who first settled Kiriath-Jearim, had these descendants: Haroah, half of the Manahathites, the families of Kiriath-Jearim, the Ithrites, the Puthites, the Shumathites, and the Mishraites. From these people came the Zorahites and Eshtaolites. The descendants of Salma, who first settled Bethlehem, were the Netophathites, Atroth, who first settled Beth-Joab, half of the Manahathites, the Zorites, and the families of scribes who lived at Jabez. These families were the people of Tyra, Shimea, and Sukkah. These people are the Kenites, who came from Hamath. They first settled Beth-Rechab. 1 Chronicles chapter 3. These were David's sons who were born to him while he was in Hebron. His first son was Amnon, born to Ahinoam from Jezreel. The second was Daniel, born to Abigail from Carmel. The third was Absalom, born to Maacah, the daughter of King Talmai, from Geshur. The fourth was Adonijah, whose mother was Haggith. The fifth was Shephatiah, born to Abital. The sixth was Ithream, born to David's wife Eglah. Six sons were born to him in Hebron, where he ruled for 7 years and 6 months. He ruled for 33 years in Jerusalem. These children were born to David in Jerusalem. Shimea, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon, the mother of these four was Amiel's daughter Bathshua, and Ibhar, Elishama, Eliphelet, Noga, Nepheg, Japhiah, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet, 9 by other wives. All of these were David's sons. Besides these, there were the sons of the concubines. Tamar was their sister. Solomon's son was Rehoboam. Rehoboam's son was Abijah. Abijah's son was Asa. Asa's son was Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat's son was Joram. Joram's son was Ahaziah. Ahaziah's son was Joash. Joash's son was Amaziah. Amaziah's son was Azariah. Azariah's son was Jotham. Jotham's son was Ahaz. Ahaz's son was Hezekiah. Hezekiah's son was Manasseh. Manasseh's son was Ammon. Ammon's son was Josiah. Josiah's firstborn son was Johanan. The second was Jehoiakim. The third was Zedekiah. And the fourth was Shallum. Jehoiakim's son was Jeconiah, whose son was Zedekiah. The descendants of the prisoner Jeconiah were his son Shealtiel, then Malchiram, Padeah, Shenazar, Jechemiah, Hoshema, and Nedabiah. Padeah's sons were Zerubbabel and Shimei. Zerubbabel's sons were Meshulam and Hananiah, and Shelomith was their sister. There were also 5 other sons: Hashuba, Ohel, Berechiah, Hasadiah, and Jushab-Hesed. Hananiah's sons were Pelatiah and Jeshaiah. Jeshaiah's son was Rephaiah. Rephaiah's son was Arnon. Arnon's son was Obadiah. Obadiah's son was Shechaniah. Shechaniah's son was Shemaiah. Shemaiah's six sons were Haddish, Igal, Beriah, Neariah, and Shaphat. Neariah's three sons were Elioenai, Hizkiah, and Azricam. Elioenai's seven sons were Hodaviah, Eliashib, Peleah, Akib, Johanan, Deleah, and Anani. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Judah's descendants were Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Reaiah, son of Shobal, was the father of Jahath. Jahath was the father of Ahumai and Lahad. These were the families of the Zorathites. These were the first settlers in Edom, Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. Their sister's name was Hazalelponai. Penuel was the father of Gedor, and Ezer was the father of Husha. These were the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, who first settled Bethlehem. Asher, who first settled Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Naarah. Naarah gave birth to Ahuzam, Hefer, Temani, and Haahashtari. These were Naarah's sons. Hela's sons were Zereth, Azohar, and Ethan. Kaz was the father of Anab and Zobiba, and he was the ancestor of the families of Aharhel, son of Haram. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, painful, because she said that his birth was painful. Jabez prayed to the God of Israel, "Please bless me and give me more territory. May your power be with me and free me from evil, so that I will not be in pain." God gave him what he prayed for. Chelub, Shuha's brother, was the father of Meher, who was the father of Eshton. Eshton was the first to settle Beth-Rapha. He was the father of Pasea and Tehenna, who first settled the city of Nahash. These were the men from Rekah. Kenaz's sons were Othniel and Saraiah. The sons of Othniel were Hathath and Meonathai. Meonathai was the father of Ophrah. Saraiah was the father of Joab, who first settled the city of craftsmen. It was named this because they were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb, son of Jephunneh, were Iru, Elah, and Nahum. Elah's son was Kenaz. Jehalalel's sons were Ziph, Zipha, Tiriah, and Azarel. Ezra's sons were Jether, Mered, Epher, and Jalon. His wife gave birth to Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba, who first settled Eshtemoa. His Judean wife was the mother of Jered, who first settled Gedor, Heber, who first settled Soko, and Jekuthiel, who first settled Zenoa. The sons of Hodiah's wife, the sister of Nahum, first settled Keilah of the Garmites and Eshtemoa of the Maacathites. Shimon's sons were Amnon, Rinna, Ben-Hanan, and Tilon. Ishai's sons were Zoheth and Ben-Zoheth. The descendants of Shelah, son of Judah, were Ur, who first settled Lekah, Leada, who first settled Marisha, families of the Guild of Linen Workers at Beth Ashbia, Jochim, Joash, Seraph, and the men of Kozeba. Seraph ruled Moab and Jeshub-i-Leham, according to ancient records. They were the potters who lived at Netaim and Gedirah. They lived there with the king and did his work. Simeon's sons were Nemuel, Jamin, Jerib, Zerah, and Shaul. Shaul's son was Shalem. Shalem's son was Mibsam. Mibsam's son was Mishma. Mishma's son was Hamuel. Hamuel's son was Zachar. Zachar's son was Shimei. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers didn't have many children, so their entire family didn't become as large as the people of Judah. Simeon's descendants lived in Beersheba, Molada, Hazer Shul, Bilhah, Ezem, Tolad, Bethuel, Horma, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazer Susim, Beth Birai, and Shearaim. These were their cities until David became king. Their five cities were Etam, Ayin, Rimmon, Token, and Ashan. They also had all the villages around these cities as far as the city of Baal. These places were where they lived, and they had their own genealogical records. Meshobab, Jamlech, Josha, son of Amaziah, Joel, Jehu, son of Joshabiah, grandson of Sareah, and great-grandson of Aziel, Elioenai, Jeacobah, Jeshahana, Azaiah, Adiel, Jesimiel, Benaiah, and Ziza, son of Shiphi, grandson of Alon, great-grandson of Jedaiah, a descendant of Shimri and Shemaiah. These who were mentioned by name were leaders in their families, and the number of people in their households increased. They moved to the outskirts of Gedor on the east side of the valley to find pasture for their flocks. They found pasture that was rich and good. The land was vast, peaceful, and quiet because the Hamites used to live there. In the days of King Hezekiah of Judah, the men listed here knocked down tents and killed the Meunites. They claimed the Meunites for God and destroyed them. Even today, no Meunites live there. They lived in that place, in place of the Meunites, in order to have pasture for their flocks. Ishi's sons Pelatiah, Neariah, Rephaiah, and Uziel led 500 of Simeon's male descendants to Mount Seir. They killed the Amalekites who were left. Simeon's descendants still live there today. We'll get to my comments in just a moment, but first, if you'd like to be able to read the names you heard me read in today's reading as easily as you heard me read them, allow me to humbly recommend my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. Every name in the Bible is in it, and it has, as you might guess from the title, a very easy-to-understand system for showing you how to say the names correctly according to the most commonly accepted American English pronunciations. Listen, every culture pronounces names differently. My name is pronounced Esteban in Spanish. In English, we say Stephen, or Steve for short. My book doesn't tell you how to pronounce Bible names as the Hebrews spoke them, or Greeks, or Aramaeans. I've had some people say that they were expecting that from my book, and that my pronunciations are wrong. It's only wrong if you think that Stephen should be pronounced Esteban. You get the idea. If you want to know how American English speakers can correctly pronounce Bible names and do it easily, take a look at Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. You can find it at easybiblenamesguide.com. And if you use the promo code PODCAST, I'll give you 25% off. Available in paperback, PDF, or MP3, and at my website you can buy packages with any combinations of those forms of my book with great pricing. And you can't get those bundles anywhere else. easybiblenamesguide.com. And when you buy my book, it helps to support LifeSpring Media. For my comments today, beloved, I'm going to look a little closer at chapters 1, 2, and 4. Chapter 1 begins appropriately with Adam. All of humanity, all of our history, begins with him. Adam is the father of all flesh. From Adam, we're taken through the generations to Noah. From Noah came all the different nations and races. One of Noah's sons was Shem, and from Shem's line came Abraham. Abraham became the father of the faithful, by blood the Jewish people, by adoption believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. See Romans 4:11 and 12. It's important to note that the Old Testament is primarily focused on Abraham's line, the Jewish people, God's chosen people. More about that in a moment. Some of the names listed in this chapter don't play a part in the history of this line and are listed only as a matter of record. Now, a word about God's chosen people. For what purpose did God choose Israel? He chose them so that he could teach them how to truly worship him, and then show all the nations what true worship was, and how to live lives pleasing to him. So it makes sense, doesn't it, that the Old Testament would focus its attention on the history of Abraham's line. Thoughts on chapter 2. There are some very interesting and important men and women listed in this chapter. Israel, Judah, Boaz, Jesse, David, just to name a few. And then some are remembered as the first to settle certain towns and regions. But two are going to be remembered throughout time for their sins. We read that the Lord considered Judah's firstborn, evil. So the Lord killed And this one, Carmi's son was Achar, who caused trouble for Israel by taking goods that were claimed by God. Now, do you suppose these men were 100% evil? We don't know. All we know from this chapter is that they had evil natures. Let me ask you a question. How do you suppose that when God someday opens the book on your life, he'll summarize you? For what will you be remembered? Once in a sermon, my pastor mentioned one of the members who had passed away several years earlier. And in his description of this man, the pastor said, "Lewis was a sweet man. He always had time for you. And when you talked to him, he would look you in the eyes and smile." How will you be remembered? What will other people, and most importantly, what will God say about you? In chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, we read about a fellow named Jabez. Let's take another look. It said, "Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, which means painful, because she said that his birth was painful. Jabez prayed to the God of Israel. He said, 'Please bless me and give me more territory. May your power be with me and free me from evil so that I will not be in pain.'" And then scripture says, God gave him what he prayed for. Well, we don't know much about Jabez, but the fact that this prayer of his is recorded here in 1 Chronicles tells me something. It tells me that it's okay to ask God for things. I don't know about you, but I was brought up to put other people before me. I learned very early on that the world does not revolve around me and that selfishness is wrong. Not that I'm never self-centered. I can be as selfish as the next guy, but I do know that it's wrong to be that way. So it was always hard for me to ask God to bless me, to give me things. I'm just happy that he's forgiven my sins. That's enough. I don't need to be rich or live in a big fancy house. After all, Jesus didn't even have a place to lay his head. Who am I to ask for more than he had? Well, that's been my approach to prayer for most of my life. I'll pray for you that God will bless you, but I never really felt right about praying that kind of prayer for myself. And then several years ago, there was this little book called The Prayer of Jabez. It's less than 100 pages. The author's name is Bruce Wilkinson. The book became a bestseller, and I read it because it came highly recommended by a friend of mine. It really made me consider whether my attitude regarding asking God to bless me was right. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think God wants us to ask him to make us win the lottery or ask him to be on the list of the top 3 richest people in the world. But that wasn't Jabez's prayer either. Since it is such a short book, I'm not going to discuss all the points. You can read the book for yourself because we don't have time here. Just know that when you ask God to give you more and you ask out of a pure heart, and your request is pleasing to him, that's a good thing. I began to pray that prayer after reading the book. One of the results of that prayer is that when I asked him to enlarge my territory, God did it. And here's how. The book was published in the year 2000. I probably read it in about 2002. And then in 2004, I heard about this crazy new thing called podcasting. And all of a sudden, this guy who was in love with God, recording from his church in Riverside, California, is talking to the entire world. Podcasting is old hat now, but then we were still figuring it all out. It was a big deal. And guess what? After putting up my very first episode, November 13th, 2004, I got an email from a guy in Sweden, and he asked me how I could know that God was real. Long story short, he became a follower of Jesus, and there have been many other emails from people all over the world since then. I ask God to enlarge my territory, not for me, but for his glory, and he did it. Am I blessed? You bet, but in a much different way than I could have ever imagined. The fact that God would use a guy like me to carry his message to nearly every nation on earth is a concept I would have never in my wildest dreams imagined. I would encourage you to look closely at Jabez's prayer here in 1 Chronicles. If you pray like Jabez prayed, I believe God will enlarge your territory in ways that you could never imagine. What are your thoughts? I invite your comments. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. To find out what Bible translations I use today, go to the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com and find episode 219, or you can check your podcast app. By the way, speaking of show notes, I will have a link to the book, The Prayer of Jabez, in the show notes. Tell a friend about the podcast, would you? Tomorrow we're going to read Psalms 93 through 95. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. So happy you were here today. Bye.